Log Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. I'm your host for this evening's show, Henrietta Brader. Our other hosts, Jill Van Leesen, Glenn Greenwich, and Jerry Thomas, they are taking the evening off. And you will hear from Jill next week, and Glenn, and then Jerry. So, as you know, this is the countdown to our annual event, which is in Birmingham, Alabama this year, August 2nd through the 5th, 2012, at the Doubletree Hotel in Birmingham, Alabama, on 20th Street. But we'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later. As you know, we always begin with the declaration of the International Black Summit, and we always ask if you would listen and see where you find yourself in this declaration. The declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our communities, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. And I'm in Chicago, Illinois, and this is July 8th, 2012. North, south, east, west, above, below, within. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. And that's how we begin everything we do in the International Black Summit, our meetings, our calls, our discussions, team meetings, whatever it is that we do, we always kind of center ourselves in that declaration because it kind of keeps us grounded and keeps us focused as what our purpose is. And the purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the black community and the world. And as we look at the declaration, we can, you know, we get a lot out of the declaration just focusing on it. Sometimes it's that thing, it's that piece of, it's that document that you can kind of go to when you need to get back on track sometimes. The listeners are familiar with that. We had a show one time, and the name of the show was On Track. And so one of the things that keeps us on track is our declaration, or the declaration of the International Black Summit. So let's talk a little bit about our annual event, which is in Birmingham, Alabama, this year, and then we'll get to our special guest tonight. And our annual event is in Birmingham, Alabama, and it is August 2nd through the 5th, And for those of you who need to reserve your room, you have until the 12th to call the DoubleTree and reserve your space. And we ask that you do that as soon as possible. We do have a special rate for attending the annual event, so just let them know you're with the International Black Summit, and you will receive that rate with your reservation. I also check the fares, and the fares are very good right now. And so you might look at Southwest, goes into Birmingham, United, but one of the newest ways to get to Birmingham is the Mecca bus. And when I checked the fares from Atlanta to Birmingham, it was $8 on the Mecca bus. So, you know, you might think about that and not want to drive. I think that's even less expensive than gas, $8 one way. But there are many, many ways to get to Birmingham, the Greyhound, the train, Amtrak, you know. Just however you can get there, get there. This is a conversation that you do want to be a part of this year. The first time ever in the 22-year history that it is being held in the state of Alabama, and we have a wonderful weekend that we are expecting. So go to blacksummit.org, our website, and you will find summit shares there. Or if you're interested in having a summit share or a prerequisite in your area before August 2nd, just let us know. You can contact us through our website at blacksummit.org and check and see, you know, like if there's one in your area. If there's not one in your area, just send us an email either to the talk show or to the Leadership Council at blacksummit.org. But just go to the website, blacksummit.org, and it'll give you instruction. And you can register for the event on the website as well. So that's it for the commercials. I would like to introduce you to one of our facilitators for the conversation of the International Black Summit from Oakland, California, Ms. Susan Shelton. Susan, how are you this evening?
Good evening. I'm wonderful. Glad to be here with you this evening.
Good. We are so glad to have you. We've been going back and forth, the other host and I, about what kind of questions to ask Susan. So we have had a ball with that. But I want to introduce you, Susan. I would like for you just to share a little bit about yourself to our listening audience, and make sure you put in there that you are an excellent cook, and make sure you put in there that you are a designer, just in case, you know, those two things.
That's one of the things that I love about the International Black Summit. People grounded in this conversation, you know, when they're asking you who you are, it's not your typical who you are, like what's your work, what do, where you live. It's like who you are at
right.
Your essence. How do you see yourself, and how does your world see yourself? So I appreciate that, Henrietta, and it's true. I love to cook. I absolutely love to cook. I consider myself an artist, and one of the mediums that my artistry shows up is through my cooking. And you are as likely to get an excellent meal in my house as you are likely to get an experiment gone wrong. And whether either of those turn out, that's exactly who I am. I am the creation of both of those. And it's true, I also do interior design, and I do fashion design. I am 52 years old. I call Oakland home. If you've never been to Oakland, California, let me invite you to this glorious city by the bay. Don't ever get it twisted. If you're coming out to the bay, you really want to check out Oakland. It's a down-home, medium-sized city with fabulous weather and beautiful melting pot full of people. San Francisco's fine, but it's really Oakland that you're going to find the soul in the Bay Area. My hometown is in Rock Run, Virginia. So, yes, I am very much come from roots of a country girl with a Bay Area flavor. I am a product of historically black colleges. I went to Winston-Salem State and still consider that really very much a part of my makeup and character and that which defines me. I am one of eight children. I am the baby girl. I have two younger brothers and five older brothers and sisters. And I think that's about who I think I am.
Whoa. Well, that's interesting. Very, very interesting. I knew you from Virginia. I did not know that you attended school in North, you know, on the East Coast in North Carolina. So I love Winston-Salem. Those were the first golfers, first African-American golfers I had ever experienced.
Really?
In the 80s. I was there doing teaching, cosmetology, and there were a lot of golfers at this one place that we went, and that was my first experience with African American golfers in Winston-Salem. So
I have to invite you home sometimes. I have so many brothers and cousins and uncles who are absolutely diseased by their love of golf. And in my opinion, none of them play that well. And you can't get them all together at one time before they looking for somebody's golf course and take their little Ricky behinds out there to play. Really, they don't play. They just hit the balls. Come on, let's be real.
Okay. So, Susan, how long have you been in this conversation of the International Black Summit?
I was introduced to this conversation in the very early 90s, and my first summit was in 1993. In fact, it was my boss who introduced me to the conversation. I had not been in Oakland for too very long, had started my professional career with the city of Oakland, came out of a whole cultural nationalist background, did not have a whole bunch of space for anything different other than myself and my people. And I had this white woman who was my boss, and we rocked and rolled. And she saw something. She said, she's like, look, I need to introduce you to a conversation, see if you can do something with yourself. And so she introduced me to the forum, but she introduced me to the forum only because it was November. And she said that the summit wasn't going to happen until August. But at that time, the forum was the prerequisite for the summit. So she was very committed to me. And it's my friend today. She's very committed to me entering that conversation and discovering who I was at the next iteration of myself. What was I? In my early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in this conversation for 20 years.
Right, and it's 22 years old. Oh, that's great. That's great. So you heard and you experienced the declaration of the International Black Summit. So I think I'd like to start the communication right there. Like, what is it about the declaration of the International Black Summit that just, for you, what is it that just has, well, I won't even speak like what it does for you. I'm asking, what does that declaration do for you?
I find the declaration of the summit very, as I listen to you talk about it, for me, oh, God, here goes a food analogy. I'm a lover of balsamic vinegar. And, you can get the slightly aged. You can get the mid-range age. But I promise you, if you go past 15, 20 years, the difference in what you taste that is 2 or 3 years old of age versus what you taste that's 15 to 20 is so different. It is so measurably different. And that's been my relationship to the summit. I learned, and I mean learned, I memorized the Declaration very early on. But my development and my relationship with it can be as new even today as it was 20 years ago. And there are other points where I have so aged with it, that it has so aged with me, that it is a very different flavor in this moment. And the thing that it does for me, as you say, it is my North Star. It is my centering place. It is the place that I can go when I am frenzied and frazzled, as this Virgo girl can do, to find my center. And if not find my center, then understand the vicinity of where it dwells.
What's one of your favorite lines? Because I'm sure you have more than one. But what's one of your favorite lines of the Declaration?
Well, one of the more soothing lines for me is the first line of the Declaration. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do with it.
Okay.
And my relationship to that has become my truth. It has become my truth. So there is not a lot that I look at in this world, you know, on the news, on the phone with my family or my loved ones or my sons, that can move me from a space of something's wrong or something's gone wrong. It has that portion of the Declaration has really grounded me, and it has matured me. There, in each and every moment, I am whole and complete. There is nothing missing for me. There's nothing I need to add. Wherever I am in the moment, I am whole and complete, as is my world. No matter what conversation I might have about it, no matter my interpretation as I look through the eyes of a 52-year-old African woman in America who's very much world-traveled and has seen a whole number of things, I still have judgments and assessments about everything I see. And that those two lines can immediately bring me back to, now, what are you making up about what you see?
Mm-hmm.
What do you know about what you see? What you know is you are whole and complete. And you know that you are, that person you're looking at is, your family is. And whole and complete means there's nothing missing. There's nothing to be added. It is perfect.
You know, Susan, you have what I call, you know, we hear people say, you know, so-and-so speaks the King's English. You know, we say that a lot in Chicago. And you, in my opinion, you speak the Summit language so well. And that's something, you know, that I know comes over time, but you speak the language very, very well. And probably everything you do, you know, my guess would be that you speak it all of the time and you speak it everywhere. And I guess that's how you grasp any language. But there's, you know, there's that Summit language that when you're not in the conversation will make you wonder what people are talking about. You know, you overhear a group of people speaking, and it's also a language that when you hear it, there's this desire to be able to speak it. You know, there's a desire to be able to communicate it, and because it, you can, or one can tell that it takes you to another level, you know, of it just takes you to another level. I'll kind of leave it like that. How long did it take you? Do you remember?
Well, you see, I just find this a very interesting conversation. Now, I don't think it's as a result that I live in California, which people sometimes call the moonbeam state, and this notion. So if, for instance, you were pointing to the Summit language in the, you know, the portion of the Declaration I taught, it does not occur to me as summit language.
Oh, okay.
Now, and I can get that it is. I'm clear I must have been in that same space. Like, what the hell are you talking about 20 years ago? But there is, for me, there is a universality to the language that if you just be with it and you, you know, as opposed to your mind saying, I don't understand it, you just be with it and say what it means to you. So I can, well, this is the thing. It's not English, right? So if I spoke to you in Spanish and you didn't speak Spanish, then I, you know, I can kind of sort of get that. But even then, let someone catch your eye in Mexico City, and you didn't caught his eye and he didn't catch your eye. You understand there's a particular language of attraction. Now, a partner dude may come up and say stuff that you don't understand in your with your mind, but trust me. I mean, I would assume many people have experienced this. The communication occurs. The communication happened on so many levels. Language was only one of those pieces. So what they call it, summit ease is like that. It's like it doesn't feel like another language to me. And when it does, I hope I don't use it like that.
Okay. Well, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. And our special guest tonight is one of the facilitators of the conversation of the International Black Summit, Ms. Susan Shelton from Oakland, California. And she's sharing with us some of her experiences. Susan, we have a hand up, and I'd like to take this question or comment from a caller from the area code 404-249. You are on the air.
Great.
Well, hello, Lucy.
Trina. I heard Hank Katrina's daughter.
I just want you to know, if I wasn't enfolded in the conversation of the International Black Summit, I am now.
Hey, honest to God, catch up, Dustin.
And honest to God, I really appreciate. I'm like, Henrietta, your facility in communicating something that is as sacred and honorable as the conversation of the International Black Summit in a way that people can receive it with ease. And so I just really acknowledge you for that. I was just sitting here. I was like, wow, yeah.
Oh, hello.
Oh, thank you so much. And you were talking about, Henrietta asked, like today, where what would be the line that you would identify yourself with now in the declaration?
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, it had me look to see where I am. And you know, the interesting thing that I saw was that every year it's a different line for me.
Mm-hmm.
It did really, for me, you know, and what I got also was, you know, I said, oh, that is her relationship. Wow. I bet there are thousands of other different relationships to it. You know, like the declaration works itself with the people that is participating in the conversation. Like it works itself because we all have a gift. We all have something to contribute to the transformation of the universe.
Amen.
And so I was looking, I said, well, this year, it's the line that I've always, like, it's always been there, but it was like, well, what the hell that mean? Really? Like, really? Like you were saying, you know the words, you understand the words, but when it's in that order, in that place, in the declaration, what does it mean? And it's the one about unity and integrity with the possibility of being.
Yeah.
And that I find myself in this year. And I don't know if anyone else is listening to the conversation, but if you are, you know, after 20 years of being in this conversation, the whole structure of the International Black Summit has gone through its many phases.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've been through the phase of just establishing ourselves. Then we went through this phase of really identifying our gifts and where in our own self-expression. And I can see that we did that possibly so that we would know what our place is in the transformation of the universe as a community of people.
Really?
And then I was like, okay, so we found that. Now, how do we bring all that together in unity and in integrity and still have the freedom to express ourselves the way we see to express ourselves? So that's the space I'm in this year.
Amen.
You know, I think, you know, and it's like, you know, spirit, life, whatever people want to call that which is the creator of all things has a divine plan. And, you know, as one of the things of the International Black Summit, which is authentic listening, as we dwell in that and as we look and we reflect and listen for the movement, we can see that God is just shaping it all together. So thank you for bringing me present to where I stand this year in the declaration.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes. And just for the information of the listeners, this is Kat. We call her Kat, Catherine. And she is one of the original members of the International Black Summit Conversation and was one of the people who was in on the creation of the declaration. So thank you so much for being here tonight, and thank you for sharing. And I am so looking forward to Birmingham.
Yes, me
so
too.
Looking forward to Birmingham conversation. So thank you so much. And we have another person with their hand up from 404. Area code, and it's a 964 number, so you are on the air.
Hi, this is Jill. How's everybody doing?
Hey, Jill.
Hi, Jill.
Hey.
I have to answer the question as far as where I'm finding myself in the declaration. I find that I'm bouncing around. Last month, I was in the space of we listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. I love that line. And I feel comfortable being in that space of unpredictable results, so I'm not shocked or surprised by anything. And then what I find where I am now is we assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. And now that I find myself there, I look at the words as possibility and distinction, and I just wanted to, you know, when we talk of distinctions, we talk of no out there, the different distinctions that we have within the summit, and I wanted to make sure and be clear for my understanding, because I haven't felt that I was in this space before, and now I feel like it's something new, and I just heard it for the first time for some reason. When we say possibility and distinction, what are we really saying when we say distinction at the end of that sentence?
Kat, you want to do that?
Well, I'll take a stab at it because it's one of the ones that, like you, Jill, you know, it's kind of like mind-boggling. What does that mean? And so I was engaged in that earlier this year, and especially as it related, since I have been in the conversation of enfoldment, and in the conversation of the different teams around the world who are sharing the summit with people. And it occurred to me that when we look at the different teams in the different areas, that different possibilities spring from those teams. Those particular teams are a particular distinction. So, for example, the Atlanta team, you know, we're in Atlanta, and when I look at what is the possibility of the people in Atlanta getting together? What's possible when we get together? What are we generating as we get together? What is that future that we are out to cause? So that's in terms of possibility. And what is the distinction that we are? And when I look this year, you know, the distinction that we are is that we are a commitment to youth. That is our distinction this year. We are distinguished as that. When I look at the Mid-Atlantic team, okay, God, what's possible out of that team? Whoa, that team is a team that has brought structure and ease to our events. That is they have a distinction of putting the work into print. They have brought that possibility, which wasn't before. I mean, we had it in print, but not at the level that we have it in now. And they are that distinction. I mean, we look at the Canada team. What's the possibility of the people in Canada coming together from Ottawa, from Toronto? What is that distinction? Their distinction, virtual participation. So I'm looking, it's like, wow, we have been, as a summit body, we have been generating possibilities and creating ourselves as unique distinctions. So that's how I've looked at it this year.
That's great. And so out of the distinction comes the intention?
I think out of the intention forms the distinction.
Mm-hmm.
It's through the intention. We have an intention to have young people participate in the International Black Summit. And as we develop ourselves and as we come together, we are creating ourselves as distinct in that area, as a distinction. So, you know, we're going to be putting on the first Summit Youth Share next weekend. That is a distinction. We are distinct in that. We are developing something that can be shared and used all over the world. We are that distinction. Now I'm creating this now as I'm talking to you, but it's feeling right.
So that's in Atlanta this weekend?
Yeah, on Saturday from 3 to 5.
Okay. So the first youth summer share.
That we know
youth
of.
Youth adult
share.
Okay.
And it's gonna be virtual as well as people, you know, being in the room.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That's really nice. Really, really nice.
Thank you.
And that'll be on the website?
It's on there now.
Interested. Okay, great. So you can go to blacksummit.org. And if you're interested in having youth that you know or your youth attend this summit share where they can ask questions, you know, they can listen and get as much information as possible about what this conversation is about for youth, just go to blacksummit.org and register for or get the information for this youth summit share.
Jill, is your number or anything on there?
Yes, the number is 404-964-3202, and it is on the web.
Great.
Great. I just want to say, Eva, I've been booked the International Black Summit now for 2 years. My first summit was in Baltimore. And I just want to say, even as the involvement and what I get out of it, I feel like I'm always in International Black Summit Class 101. I mean, you can ask. I talk to Henrietta a lot. I always have questions. I want to get it because I have this, like, A personality, but it's like it's just so intriguing to me, and I just love it. So thank you so much.
Yeah, it is. I feel exactly the same way. You know, I spoke about the language earlier, and the shares and the prerequisites, and I really want people to get what a great conversation this is. This particular segment of the show is called How the Summit Works. That's people asking, well, how does it work? You know, how do you all do that? Well, what do you mean that there are teams or that it's all volunteer? And, you know, and it's like this, I don't know, you know, it's like something that people, like, they can't wrap their mind around it. You know, when I tell people about some of the things, some of our distinctions and, you know, like alignment, like the alignment process, they, you know, there are people who say there is no way that a group of black people can do that. They just don't believe me, you know, when I talk about it. But there's a magic to the summit conversation that is unexplainable. You have to experience it. You know, there are summit moments. You know, one year we had a segment where we did a summit moment every Sunday, and every Sunday for a year we found summit moments. You know, those magical moments that occur when everybody in the room gets it. You know, like the time when J.K. distinguished change from transformation in Memphis. You know, that time, like the time when Joe got up in New Orleans and distinguished listening and what, you know, what it means to really listen. So just listen so that you hear yourself, you know. Oh my God, to me, see, those are those summit moments that we experience during the annual event. And it's like, and Kat, you remember my first summit. I walked up to Kat and I said, how do you get these people here? You know, how do you get all of these like-minded people in one place? It was almost like someone, you received a handwritten invitation. You know, that's what it feels like when you are in your first annual event. You know, like I was invited here by the queen or by the king, and then you get there and you find out there is no queen, there is no king. And you're like wondering, you know, how I got here. And when I ask you that question, Kat, your response, I don't know if you remember, but how you responded was you said a call went out and you answered the call.
Mm.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, and so I was like, okay, let me chew on that for a year, you know. And so, but I invite everyone who's listening and those who will listen at another time to this program to go to blacksummit.org and register for the annual event. Your life will never be the same. It will be greater than you ever expected. When we talk about unpredictable results, that is the conversation that you really get to realize at the annual event. Every line of this declaration that we continue to talk about, you get to experience at the summit annual event. You also get to experience it during our calls throughout the year and our meetings and things like that. But the next event that we are having is our annual event in Birmingham this year, and it's August 2nd through the 5th. We begin on Thursday with the prerequisite, and there is a prerequisite that prepares you for the room. It prepares you for the weekend, and that starts at 9 a.m. on Thursday. And that is a course in itself. And like I said, it's a course on authentic listening, and it helps you with the distinctions of the International Black Summit. But there are different phases of that course that prepare you for the weekend. And then on Thursday night, we have the opening ceremonies, which is always just a God-given event. And the people in the community participate in whatever community we're in. And it's always just a wonderful experience, a fellowship. You know, you get to know the people that will be in the conversation with you over the weekend. You'll get to see some of the people in the community, and you get to dance and sing and whatever else you enjoy doing on Thursday night. And then Friday morning at 9 o'clock, we begin. We begin the conversation, and it goes from Friday at 9 o'clock until Sunday, until it's complete on Sunday. We do stop to sleep. We do that. And we do stop to eat, but we eat together. You know, we just enjoy each other. You know, like what I've gotten this year out of what this summit is kind of pointing to is what on our documentation it says, on our brochures it says, you know, what is available through the summit is acknowledgement, praise, and celebration. of who we are as a people and the contribution we are in the world. And as we've gone through these different cities and had these different experiences across the country and in other countries, there are African people of African descent who have never been acknowledged for the brilliant ideas that they've come up with, the work that they've done in their community, the just who they are as individuals, never ever been acknowledged for them. So a lot of what I see is acknowledgement that's coming forth. As, you know, we do, one of the things that is always available in a summit conversation is acknowledgement. We do a lot of acknowledging of one another, and rightfully so, because there are brilliant people in the conversation of the International Black Summit. So I invite you to join this conversation August 2nd through the 5th, Birmingham, Alabama, at the Doubletree Hotel on 20th Street. So, that being said, are there any other questions or comments for Susan for our guest tonight?
Well, this is Jill again. I just want to thank Susan for coming on the show and just thanking all the facilitators that came on, and just to kind of reiterate what Henrietta said in regards to the language, like you, well, for me, you, Catherine, Henrietta, y'all have this, like, this distinct way of speaking, which I, sometimes when I'm in a room with everyone, I get a little nervous. I'm wondering if I'm going to say the right thing, but then there's, you know, just be me, so I'll just say what I have to say, and I just love that I can still feel, you know, a little nervous, but still feel comfortable in knowing that however I share, by still learning the language of the summit, it's there's still a listening, and so I just appreciate and love all of you, and thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you, Jill. I appreciate that, and I appreciate you.
Thank you.
So, Susan, just share with us some of the summit, maybe the summit moment. I'd like for you to talk a little bit about the questions and the declarations that we have every year at the end of the annual event.
So I will... In listening in this moment, what has struck me so about, and I so, this whole radio show process is just brilliant to me. It's just really brilliant. And as I noticed you DJing your way through the expressions at the summit, the expressions that the summit exhibits itself in, that it struck me that in the 20 years that I've been coming, and to your radio audience, this has been, we've literally traveled around the world. Certainly not every continent, but we've literally traveled around the world in these 20 years. My folks used to say, oh, you know, Susan's with that traveling group. And if I thought about, like, the mechanics of it, these are some of the things that stand out in my mind for me that is the magic that is the summit. And I really love that word, and I use it unapologetically. It is where we come together. So someone invites you to the summit. I no longer say how I got to the summit. I can remember the invitations, but in terms of, like, what was that thing that had you go? I don't know, and, you know, I'm going to assert that however this conversation touches you that says, I want to be there, I'm clear that it's going to reach and touch whom it needs to, and that is significant, because what the summit is, no matter where it is on the planet, it is us coming together to create an energy, and that is the International Black Summit. It is people who've been touched by something they heard inside of this clearing of the International Black Summit who decided to come together And that in that coming together, there is an energy that gets created. I want to point back to something Kat said about the youth summit that's happening Saturday. She said, and she was describing what was going on, and she said, I want you to know I'm creating in the moment. That is what the summit is. That we take that energy, that aligned upon energy, and I invite you to get engaged in what the alignment process is in the summit, because that is a distinction of the International Black Summit, that when we come together and that energy gets created, the most that we do is we listen to what's being asked of us. Yes, we have questions every year that we are engaging in, and I say they are all part of the thing that holds the energy of this space. So Birmingham, Alabama is going to hold this space this year. And mind you, I did not say hotel. I said Birmingham, Alabama is going to hold this space this year. And so we are coming together, listening, waiting, and bringing the energy that we're going to create together. And that which we create has never been created before on the planet. So we are listening. So what spirit are you delivering to us this year? And I say we never know. What we know is we're going to listen so hard for that thing that it is going to unfold itself. And for every person there, in the energy that they bring, that is a distinct energy you're bringing to this conversation, to Birmingham, that supports us in seeing what is to be delivered. Because part of what the International Black Summit is, it is a space that we say something that is being given by life through people of Black African descent. We are mindful of that. We are mindful that if you come into our room, that is all we ask of you. Do you declare yourself to be of Black African descent? That is your entree into the International Black Summit. And inside of that energy, which we have been asked to hold, to nurture, and deliver, we create the energy of the International Black Summit Birmingham style. And that keeps me coming back. Because every single time, miracles show up. I get my life out of it. And I want your listening audience to know I have a most extraordinary life.
Woo! Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we are on with facilitator Susan Shelton from Oakland, California, Catherine from Atlanta, Georgia, Jill, our host, one of our other hosts from Atlanta, Georgia, and we do have someone from New Orleans, but they don't want to speak right now, and we're just so thankful for everyone who listens live, and then we always have many more people who listen via the archive. You know, they go back and they listen to this program when it's convenient for them, which is what I love about Blog Talk so much. They save it, and you can download it to your iPod or your telephone or whatever and listen to the show over and over and over again. And so we're really thankful to all of you and to all of the other teams. The summit is made up of a group of volunteers. And we are on individual teams. There's a media team, a tech team, you know, a facilitator body, a leadership council. You know, you heard Catherine speak about the Atlanta team. There's the Birmingham team. There's the Mid-Atlantic team. There's the virtual team, you know. And one of the things that one of the members of said to me one time of the Summer Body, she said, you know, this is a place where you can create. You hear that word a lot in our conversation. And she said that was what she loved about it, is that she gets to create, and if she wants to create herself as leader, she can create herself as a leader, knowing that when she steps into it, she is going to truly learn what leadership is about. And, you know, so every week we're bringing one of our facilitators and one of our Summit Body members to you so you can hear from the people who are actually doing it, you know, the volunteers that put this, you know, they just allow this summit conversation to come through them every day of the year. And then we come together, as we say, in the first weekend in August. It's always the first weekend in August of every year, Thursday through Sunday, and we come together. And we realize, you know, we realize the declaration, and as well as many other things. We dance, we sing, you know, we do whatever Spirit tells us to do in the moment. And there are, as I say, as a minister, there are many ministers in the conversation, and you've heard some tonight that don't even declare themselves ministers, but when they speak, you can truly hear Spirit speaking through them. So I tell all my minister friends, if you want to go someplace and get fed, spiritually fed, the International Black Summit is the place for you. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. You know, that's what it
is. All right, Beth Penny.
Hey, go on.
Okay. That's what it does for me, okay? And
okay.
I am, you know, I mean, it feels, it just gives me everything I need to go out for the next 365 days. And so I am registered. I invite you to register. I have my plane ticket. You know, I like I said, there's all different kind of ways for you to get to Birmingham, but get to Birmingham Thursday morning at 9 o'clock so you can be in the prerequisite course and prepare yourself for that evening for the opening ceremonies and then the next day for the conversation. Tell us about the facilitator body, Susan, just a little bit about the facilitator body.
The facilitator body is also a team of the International Black Summit. And one of the distinctions about our teams is that we ask and we direct. Don't take on anything that you don't feel passionately about. And when you are investigating what your passion is, begin to look at how you do and what you do. And that's one of the things that I really have learned to love about the summit and what it has taught me, that those things that are my essence and are my passion can also be my work. And that when I choose my work from those spaces, that transforms it into something else. That transforms it into a personal expression of who I be. So this group of facilitators have made a declaration for themselves. I say, out of their passion and essence, to live their lives day to day in the practice and expressions of the distinctions of the International Black Summit. I was talking to Deborah, who's another facilitator of the International Black Summit, and the girl just floored me. She said, you know, Deborah does a lot of international work herself, and she is training people. And she notices that as she trains them, she uses the distinction of the summit. And she said, they always say, how do you know this stuff? How did you get to think about life this way? She said, because I trained myself. She said, I'm with a group of people who we intentionally trained ourselves on conversations every week for the last 20 years, where we were using our own lives to investigate what are these distinctions that Spirit has given us through this conversation, and then what do they mean when we apply them to our life, and then who are we when we do that? And when she said it, I was like, wow, we have been doing that, haven't we? Like, I had not held it that way before. So, yes, we have the facilitators who have declared themselves, some for over 20 years, like Kat, who have made some declaration and some commitment to take these gifts that have been distinctions that have come through us in this conversation and we have used them and worked with them such that we could see the essence of them, and then we practice them. We practice them good, we practice them bad, we practice them haphazardly, and we practice them with commitment. And we have seen some things over 20 years, and that's also the bowl that we hold this conversation in, that when you come as facilitators, we want to share with you and hold you in what we've seen as guidance, if you will, as support, if you will, while you do that own journey with yourself. And, yes, it can happen in a weekend. Given that we've done it for 20 years, the space that we can provide is that we can allow not – I'm sorry, that was Oakland – that we can support you in doing that journey in the 3 days that we're together. But the annual event is only one of our events. There are conversations going on that I know Catherine has to leave for now. She has a call at 6 o'clock that she has weekly. That is an enfoldment call. There are expressions of the summit in so many events around the world, in different teams in Canada, in the United States, in Africa, virtually. All of those are summit events. And the one in Birmingham is that annual event. And you can think about it like a family reunion where we get an opportunity to come back with the entire family, an opportunity for the entire family to come back and engage in this energy and this conversation such that we can see what we see for 2012.
Susan, thank you so much. Just thank you so much.
Thank God.
For everything, for sharing with us this evening. We are so blessed to have you on the call. And hope you will come back another time, we will, as we've done the last couple of years, we do a live broadcast on Sunday afternoon after the last day of the summit, and we'll try to get a couple of people, as many people as we can, just to do maybe a 30-minute, where are you, if anybody can land long enough, to speak it, but thank you so much for sharing. Pat, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Always, and thank you for your contribution, your continued contribution to this conversation. And Jill, I love you so much. My right and my left arm, always here. Glenn has taken the evening off. And that's good because he's kind of been covering, whenever we're out and doing whatever, and Jerry's on a vacation right now. So we are. I just wanted to acknowledge everyone. Shakesha, who comes in every once in a while, is traveling again, and I think she's in New Orleans. But she was ready to leave when I spoke to her earlier, and we, like to acknowledge Claire and who passed the baton to me, and before her it was Lenar. So we are truly thankful for everyone who's had anything to do with the talk show, being what it is. So once again, remember, go to blacksummit.org, read the declaration over and over and over and over again, see where you find yourself, and then scroll down and register for the annual event in Birmingham, Alabama. We love you. We bless you. We thank God for you. We acknowledge the greatness in you. And have a nice evening, and we will see you next Sunday, or hear you next Sunday, same time. This is the International Black Summit Network, and good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Brilliant, you
all.
Brilliant.
Yeah, really great.
Brilliant.
I'm on my next call. Y'all welcome to come.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.